Well, it's good to be here tonight, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you love your pastor, say amen.
Amen.
Don't come on. Right. You know, we got all these people now that's an expert on preaching and preachers. They tell you everything wrong with every preacher. Give them that benefit. They ain't never preached a sermon. They ain't never passed the church. Well, you come up here one Sunday and get in the wagon. Yeah. Wonder how many people you could get from near you. There's either one or two things wrong with a man that tries to pass a church like this out in the country, start a church. He's either crazy or he's in God's will. One of them two. Maybe both. Praise God for our pastor, Brother Chris. I admire it. Thank God for a man. Seriously, there's no glory down here in this world. For a man doing God's will. And I thank God for it. I'm glad I'm here tonight. These other preachers here tonight. Good to see y'all here. I feel like any one of y'all will be up here beside me, that's for sure. But preaching is a lot different than a lot of people think.
Right.
I'm telling you. I know. I've been pastoring a church since I barely turned 23. And I'm telling you, it'll drive you nuts. If you didn't know the Lord was helping you, you'd commit suicide. I mean, tell you, people, you think, Lord have mercy, I'm telling you, people, you preach and you preach and you preach.
Yeah.
People just sit there and look at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have no intention of doing anything yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they rate you, praise you. That was real good this morning, preacher.
Yeah.
That was really good this morning. Listen, if you think I'm going to change anything, you're smoking crack. I ain't gonna change. No, that's your attitude. You ain't. You're really good when they rate your sermon. You know that was a four. That was a six. You know, what they even vote on. I know churches there. Every year they vote on whether they're gonna keep you or not.
Yeah.
One guy told me, he said, "Man, they're fixing to vote on me. I'm getting nervous." I said, "I'm drunk." I said, "Now, if y'all don't vote on him, he ought to get to vote on you. Might not want to keep you." What about so and so? No, they don't come Wednesday night. They're out. What about so and so? They don't die. They're out. Funny how he has to live right, but you don't have to. Ain't that something? He has to live right, but you don't have to. Well, he's getting paid for it. No, you don't get paid for preaching. You preach for the Lord.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Amen. I know. I heard the story. The preacher. He. You're not supposed to do this, but sometimes it you can't help it. Hardly. He. This guy in his church is just living like a devil, and so he decided one morning he's just gonna nail him to the wall. You know, nail his hide. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just get up and preach and just let the chips fall where they will. You're not supposed to single out people. But he got in the flesh. He doesn't ever claim to call that guy. Bless God, these people, you know, sit on the second row and wear a blue shirt. I ain't calling no names or nothing. Everybody loved him. Loved him, who he's talking about. Yep. And he doesn't ever claim to call that guy's name. When he got through preaching that morning, first lady came out, she said, "Preacher, that sermon was just for me." Next one came out and said, "Preacher, I don't know how you knew it. I tell you, you read my mind this morning. Preacher, every word you said." Next fella come out, "Preacher, have you been over at my house looking at the morning? How did you know that you got me this morning, preacher?" He said, "Thank you." Finally, that fellow come out. They was really preaching to him. He come out, shook his hand, and said, "Preacher, buddy, that was good. You told them this morning." That's the way people are. You think surely they'll get it this time? No, they ain't going to get it. Surely they heard me that time. No, they ain't going to. Don't waste your whole ministry trying to get one or two to do what you want.
Amen.
Just forget them, go on and feed the sheep. Get lost people saved. Amen.
Amen.
I ain't going to waste every Sunday preaching them three or four that won't do what I want them to.
Amen.
Like I said, those old drunks come to church every Sunday and the preacher preached to them and they didn't hear a word he said. He preached on getting drunk, and they come drunk every Sunday. Finally one Sunday, he said, I'm going to try something different. He got one of them mason jar, mason jar here. He said, here, got two mason jars, half full. So this jar right here has water in it. He took a red worm, like a big knife crawler, and he dropped it in that water. Boy, that thing just went swimming around in there like this, swimming around like that, going around having a good time in there. He said, all right, now, ladies and gentlemen, this jar over here has white liquor in it. Now what? He took out that worm, dropped it in that liquor, and it just curled up and just rolled up and about fell dead. He said, now what does that prove? One of them drunk raised his hand back and said, preacher, it proves drunks don't have worms. Well, that's the way you feel, preacher. Scream your head off. Sweat. Fat. Do without food. Miss family reunions. His birthday. And they still don't do nothing about it. Now, let me tell y'all folks something here tonight. You're accountable to God for what you hear. You're going to answer for it one of these days. You're going to answer for every bit of light you ever had shown on you. God shines you a little light out of that book. You're going to answer for it one day. And so you better not just be hearers of the word, but what?
Doers.
What it said. If you go hear somebody preach, and they can show you from the Bible where you're wrong about something, you're responsible right then. Straighten it up and get it right. Amen. You ain't going to say, well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, that was good. Do something about it.
Yeah.
Make a change, brother. Make a change. Amen. Lord bless you for it. Now, tonight we're going to look at something in the Bible that's a terrible, terrible, awful subject. I want you to take your Bible and turn to the book of James. Book of James, other than the New Testament. While you're turning there, I want to remind you about our big night coming Thursday and our big youth night on Friday. I don't know, we having something to eat, pizza or something?
We'll have food every night.
Food Friday night, every night, especially Friday. You want to get every young person you can here Friday night. I'll be doing a video presentation on the lies of Satan.
Amen.
The lies of Satan. But if we've ever got a generation of kids that's getting lied to by the devil, it's just
That's right.
They have no idea how he's deceiving them. And I'll be showing them. We're going to be dealing with drugs and rock and roll and problems that all kids go through. You'll be helped if you'll get them kids here Friday night. So what you got to do, you got to call your sister and say, we want to take the kids to church Friday night. Yep. And they'll say, no, we've already got a plan to go here. And you'll say, no, you can change your plans. You can grab your ear like that right there. That's what compelled means. By highly and compelled. Don't say invite.
Right.
You invite them, they'll say, well, I might. No, he ain't coming. Compelled means grab.
Yeah.
Look it up in the dictionary. Forcefully, brother. Drag them in. And let's get them in here Friday night. You can bring somebody. Everybody can bring somebody to try real hard, brother.
That's right.
Now, you look at James chapter 1 here tonight, and you'll look at some very well-known, very, 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 very troubling to me scripture tonight. And we'll begin reading this evening in verse number 12. James chapter number 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But, verse 14, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Yeah.
That's a scary verse.
Amen.
I want to preach tonight on the subject, the nature of sin. The nature of sin. The most horrible word in the world. Sin.
Yeah.
Most awful thing that's ever been on this earth is sin. Sin has some distinct characteristics, and it has some traits by its nature. That means it has a pattern. And I'm going to look at some things in the Bible and some things about it and make some comments about that tonight. And I want you to listen carefully. We're all affected by sin. Right. All of us have been. Reason we're in the mess we're in right now is because of sin. Amen. If there had never been no sin, Adam and Eve would still be alive right now in a perfect environment. Yep. But sin, the old song said, sin is to blame. Yep. Sin is to blame for every problem this world's ever had or ever will have. And I will preach about the nature of sin. And I'm going to help you tonight. There will be an education for you and also a warning to many of you, especially to the young people. So I want you to think about, first of all, tonight, sin is seductive. Sin is seductive. You know what the devil did to Eve? He beguiled her. He tricked her. He tricked her. That's what sin does. All sin. Sin, all sin. He said you can create pride, lying, jealousy, hatred. All the sin that other people do that you don't do. That's what people's definition of sin. People's definition of sin is anything I wouldn't do. You know? I do this a little bit. But that old guy. You know, that's our definition of sin.
That's right.
Stuff we wouldn't do. But God's definition of sin is a lot different. God's definition of a thought of foolishness is sin.
Right.
I mean, you mean to tell me you went all day today and didn't think nothing foolish? I mean, look around you. You can't look around here and not think something. I mean, look at these characters in here. I mean, listen, brother. Sin, there's sins of omission. Stuff that we don't do that we should do. Every day we fail, come short of the glory of God. So sin, by its very nature, is seductive. What do I mean by that? It puts up a front like that, but it's not really what it claims to be.
Right.
It'll make you think you'll be better off if you sin. That's what the devil done to Eve. The devil told Eve, he said, you shall be as gods. He said, Eve, if you'll eat this fruit right here, not only is it good, you will actually be better off. You'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. And you'll be this and that. Now, the devil will do that. And ladies and gentlemen, this evening, that's how it started. Sin never does what it promises. Sin always leaves you worse off than it found you. Listen to me. Sin never makes you better off. The world out there tonight, you go in Walmart sometimes, you got all these magazines, you know, there and I know you ain't supposed to look at them, but you stand there, and the first thing you know, you like this, you know. You like that, you know, you read them caps and headlines, and they'll say, so-and-so did this and they're better off. So-and-so had an affair, and now their marriage is better than ever. And the world suggests that a little sin will sometimes make you better off. I will tell you tonight, sin ain't never helped nobody.
Sin ain't
never done nobody no good. Everybody, sin leaves you worse off than it found you. You ain't never sinned and it helped you.
Right.
You say, well, Brother Danny, I messed up, you know, and then God bless you. And now look, I know God can make something bad and make something good come out of it. God can forgive you and bless you, but it ain't because of that sin. It ain't because of sin. Sin don't help you. Sin don't never, you don't never progress by sin. That's like saying I smashed a glass and now it's a prettier glass. That's like saying I wrecked my car and it sure does look better. No, every time you wreck it, it looks worse. Every time you sin, you get worse off. Every time you break God's word, you get worse and worse and worse. And meaner and more hard. Every time sin never has left anybody any better off. They said years ago, this fella, he's out in the yard, and it was around Christmas time. He wanted to play a joke on somebody, so they took all the trash in their house. And they dumped out trash out the kitchen. And it had, it was coffee grounds, banana peelings, baby diapers, and everything in there. I mean, just old junk was scraped off the kitchen table. And they put it out there, and they put it in this big old box, about that big, and wrapped it up in Christmas paper, wrapping paper. And put a big bow on it, you know, and everything. And they set it out on the front step, and left the porch light on, and turned out all the lights in the house. And them boys sit there like that. It wasn't long. The car came driving down the road. And these three old boys, you know, they come down the road. Stop. Backed up. They got out, looked around, see if anybody was looking. One of them opened the trunk. They grabbed that box and put it in the back of that trunk. And down the road they went. Now, you know what they thought? They thought they'd really got a hold of something, didn't they?
Yeah.
And can you imagine as they opened up that box, see? And that's that guy that's flirting with you at work, ladies.
Yeah.
That box of trash.
Yeah,
I mean, that's that old sleaze down there that wears the dresses up one time they broke in this fellow's house. And really, true story. They broke in there, and they was going to steal. They was stealing the DVD players, and they was trying to get the jewelry and everything. Grabbing, they was grabbing stuff, putting it in their bag, and they was grabbing. And they looked, and on the hearth there was a big thing of C there. And when a person sees something with a C, a powder with a C on it's cocaine. And they thought, oh boy, we have done cashed in here tonight. And they grabbed that little thing, that C on it like that, and it said Charlie. And Charlie is a street name for cocaine. And boy, they got that stuff, they got all their stuff, and they head down the road down through there, and they went home, and they got down there trying to snort that stuff, you know, with that thing on there, sucking up their nose, you know, and it wasn't done nothing more. What they didn't know was that family had a dog, big old family dog, named Charlie. And Charlie had died. That's right. And Charlie died. And they had to bring baby and bring them over. And them idiots were sucking that dog blood up their nose trying to get high.
Yeah.
You say, that was the dumbest people ever. That ain't as dumb as somebody sucks real cocaine up their nose.
Amen.
Say amen. That's what sin is. Sin is seductive. I heard another fellow, he's out this true story too. They said they're down there, they wouldn't rob anybody. They'd go out there at night and steal people's gas out of the car. Now, I remember my daddy, I used to have a cipher of them. I guarantee these fellows here from the community. Listen, I ain't Cooney up there running shit. Only, I mean, they had to steal stuff there to start. That's going to make it right, but that's how they done. And daddy thought when we was little, you had to cipher. Now, people don't do that much no more, but. You know, if a lawnmower didn't have no gas, he'd put this hose in the truck. Yeah. Have you ever done that? Raise your hand. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? There. And then you have to get it lower down here. And you suck on it a little bit, and you start sucking on that thing, and a little bit of gas comes out your mouth. And then, y'all see daddy spit it out like that, then hold it down like that, then fill up a lawnmower. Well, these guys were doing that stealing gas. They was out down there in the RV park, and they was all down there. They sent one fellow down there, and he stayed and stayed and stayed and stayed. Never did come back, never did come back. They went down there, and he was laying there on the grass like this. He was sick as a dog. He threw his guts up. I mean, he choked. It all up. And you know what that fool done? He put that hose in the wrong tank. In that RV. I mean, down there where the sewage was. He got down there, I mean, some of you are a little slow and I ain't done that well. We got a lot to talk about now. All right, so listen, and buddy, he got it. That's what sin is. That's what you're doing when you take that weed and put it up there. That's what you're doing when you let rap music come in here. You know what you're doing? You want to tell all the kids in our church? Yeah. I said, rap music does to your soul what sewage does to your body.
Amen. Yeah.
It's spiritual sewage.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. Amen.
That's right. Same thing.
That's right.
I'm telling you tonight, sin is seductive. It is extremely seductive. About that one fellow, this does story, this is worse than that. I thought about this a long time. This fellow, he stayed drunk about all the time. And his wife kept telling him, she said, you're going to die one of these days. Said, you're going to die. Said, if you don't quit, she said, you're going to throw your guts up. And he said, you're going to throw your guts up one of these days. And she told him that all the time. He'd come in drunk every day. And she'd cook supper and she'd have everything with her. One day she's fixing something. I had chicken and she's fixing it for supper and she had it in the kitchen sink. She had all the chicken, you know how you do them, women do them, I mean everything, right? Out there, all the parts and guts out there in the kitchen sink. And she forgot she had to get something from the store and left it, you know, like that. And boy, he was sick of the dog and everything. And she come back, he was laying there about to die. And she said, what in the world? He said, you were right. He said, I threw my guts up. By the help of God and that big spoon, I got him back down. That's what sin will do, you kid. That's what sin is. That's naughty, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Help me. Then it came with a great big preacher. Y'all might have heard him. He's from South Carolina. Yeah. Big old guy. He weighed about 400 pounds. And old Brother Kelly, he loved to eat. He went one time. This is woman in the hospital, and she's laying there about dead, and she's out by in a coma or something. And he's sitting there looking around, you know, like this, and everything, rolled peanuts sitting out there. Well, he reached over and got him one. You know, you can't eat one peanut.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, you want one peanut, it just makes you. He reached and got another. Reached and got another. Reached and got another. First thing you know, he got a whole bowl of peanuts. He's sitting there, and directly Grandma roused up her a little bit. And she said, "Hey, Preach." He said, "Well, Granny, it sure is good to see you feeling better, sweetheart. Are you feeling good?" She said, "Yeah, Preacher, I'm better." He said, "Honey, I have sat here and ate your whole bowl of peanuts." He said, "I'm sorry." He said, I'm sorry I didn't." She said, "Go run." "Preacher, it's all right, Preacher. If they took my teeth out, I can't eat them. I just sucked your talking off." That's not fair enough against me. That's not the last one. See, ain't nothing you can do about it then. It's already in you.
That's right.
Boys and girls, when you turn that beer can up, when you turn that alcohol, put that to your lips, you don't run. The devil's done to slop it all over that. Amen. Sin is seductive. And by the way, before I go any further, if someone was sinning 25 years ago, it's still sin.
God
don't change his mind about right and wrong.
That's right.
Amen. Sin is seductive. But let me say secondly tonight, talking about the nature of sin. Sin is addictive. Sin is addictive. Any sin. Now what I mean by that, we have an addictive nature. Anything you do wrong, you'll do it again and again and again, and it'll become a part of your life if you ain't real careful. I'm talking about jealousy. I'm talking about gossip. I'm talking about lies. You know, if a person lies, and they think, well, I'll lie a little bit here, a little bit there, and you just become a habitual liar. I mean, pride, thinking you're something, being self-righteous, or any kind of thing. We are in an epidemic right now of people being addicted to prescription drugs. I'm sure you know about that. It's everywhere. Up there where these fellows are from, my cousin up in West Virginia, so they said, "Danny, they said it's killed our whole community. It's on drugs. They call them pill bills." And they laugh at them. Sell them drugs in Florida, and they're dying by these thousands. You know why? Because the flesh, there's something about the flesh. No matter what you let it do, it gets hooked on it. You're just that way. They tell us that anything you do for 30 days becomes a part of your nature. It good, bad, whatever it is. We have an addictive nature. We adapt to whatever we allow ourselves to do. And sin, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely addictive. It's harder to quit than you think. And a careful study of sin shows that all sin. And you know why? That's why the Bible said sin when it is finished. You don't just quit. You don't get one and stop. You do another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. Next thing you know, it's every day. Next thing, it used to be you just drunk on weekends. Now you got to have a little shot every night before you go to sleep.
That's right.
Next thing you know, you got to have this. You got to have that. You know why tonight? Because sin, ladies and gentlemen, is addicted. When the prodigal son, the Bible talks to us about that prodigal son. And you know what it said about him? It said that when he had spent all. You know what that meant? He didn't just party one night. He did it again. And again, all these people that say, "Well, I'm just going to do it one time." You're underestimating the power of sin.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, these people say, "I can quit any time they want." Every other man say, "Well, I can take it or leave it." He'll take it every chance he gets.
Right.
"I can take it or leave it." I wonder why they always take it. You know why? They're hooked and don't want to admit it. They're addicted and don't want to come clean and admit it. Ladies and gentlemen, sin, ladies and gentlemen, is addictive. You hear me? It is addictive. It's just like all kind of sexual sin, any kind of sexual sin. They tell me, I don't know this, praise God that I don't. They tell me that homosexual lifestyle, I'm not just picking up that one sin, there's plenty of them. gets addicted to that lifestyle, they said it's almost impossible for them to quit outside of a miracle from the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you tonight, and you can't even understand it. I don't understand anybody might be on drugs. I've never been drunk. I've never been on drugs. Thank God. But I've sinned. I have. And I know that sin will get a hold of you. It's got a hold of me before. And I can feel it pulling you. And you can feel it. You say, that's the last time I'm going to do that. And then a few more days, here it comes again. Not your little heads at me. You know I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, man, that's right.
You're right.
I'm talking about whatever your secret sin is. Whatever you allow in your life that ain't right and against God, you know it gets you, don't it? It gets a little bit more.
Right.
The same sin keeps popping up and popping up and popping up. You hear me? Sin is addicted. I seen this one time. I was praying and studying about a youth rally. And I was really trying to get a hold of God. And I got in touch with the Lord. And the Lord was speaking to me. And I was going to preach on sin and fornication and all kind of sexual sin that kids are involved in now. And adults too.
Right, yeah.
And it was about January, February. And I had a fire burning in the fireplace. And the Lord said, look, Danny, you see that fireplace? And I said, yes, Lord. And he said, you see that fire? I said, yes. And he said, that fire is good. It keeps his house warm. It provides warmth. It provides comfort. It's extremely enjoyable. And it brings warmth. And it's delightful to look at. But it's got to stay in that fireplace.
Yeah.
He said, if you let that fire get out of that fireplace, it'll burn your house down.
Hey, man, it sure
it'll
will.
Take everything you've got.
That's right.
And he said, that's like sexual sin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's a fire.
Yeah.
And God has a fireplace called marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's in that fireplace called marriage, it's warm. It's delightful. It brings peace. It brings joy. But outside of that fireplace, it'll burn up everything you
want. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Listen, I'm talking about pornography. I'm talking about stuff you look at on the internet and stuff you know and you think this ain't hurting me. I'm telling you tonight, that's what's killing us in our churches. That's what's killing us in our youth groups.
That's right.
Might make you a little uncomfortable, but hold your seatbelt. It's going to get worse here.
Come on, brother.
Well, you wouldn't come out here in a mud hole like this and somebody wasn't going to preach with you. I mean, Lord, I thought we were going to have to get us a boat today. I said, I don't think I can swim from way up yonder. That church, the road was a river. And so I know you're here because you want to hear the truth.
That's
and
right.
And by the hand of God, I'm going to get it to you. I'm telling you tonight, sin, ladies and gentlemen, is addictive.
That's right.
By nature. Number three, sin is progressive.
Yeah. Right.
It's progressive. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That means if I'm involved in this sin and I stay in it, it won't be long if I'm involved in worse.
That's right.
That's right.
And it won't be long. How many of you ever heard people say, I've done things that I never thought I'd do? How many of you have said that? I never would have thought I'd have done that.
Right.
It started out. Back yonder, that little something you done, little something else you done, little something else you done. Sin's progressive. The devil's ruthless. He don't care about you. He don't say, oh boy, I got in sin, I'm going to leave it. No, sir. He says, another one, another one. He's out to kill, to destroy, to steal. He wants everything you've got. You do realize the devil hates you, don't you? You do realize the one who writes soap operas hates you.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Do you understand that? Can you get that through your noggin? I mean, can you get it through your head tonight that the person who inspires the rock musician hates you and has no good feelings for you whatsoever?
Yeah. You're right.
A lady called me one night and she said, I got to stop working. I know she's married. A friend of mine. They was in another state up in Maryland. And I'd known these people for a long time. And she said, this guy at work, he just keeps talking to me. And gosh, I just can't keep my mind off of him. And I said, you better leave that guy or quit your job. Then whatever you got to do, get away from him.
Yeah.
and I said, what kind of music do you listen to? She said, I listen to country music every morning, all the way to work. And she said, it just talks right to me. I said, I bet it does. She said, whoever wrote them songs was talking like I'm thinking. She said, I feel what they're saying. She said, everything they said. She said, I was nothing until you come along and I was in darkness. All that bull. Oh, it's me. They don't just offer me. That's what I know about him. You listen, you nut. There's 10 million out there. They know the same thing. And the devil's trying to trick you. It's progressive. He said, well, I'm only going to let it go so far. I'm just going to flirt and that's it. Don't forget. Well, the devil ain't going to quit just because you hear something wrong. Another step. One day you'll find yourself in a motel somewhere.
Somebody sat down in an office somewhere. Mama sat over there.
She's sitting right there, and the producer's sitting right there, and said, now, if you really want to go big time, we're going to take this another level. We're going to progress here a little bit. What the world calls progressive, you know what God calls that? Degeneration. God calls it going back. The world always looks at everything backwards.
That's right.
And then she got a little more wicked, a little more wicked, a little more wicked. Next thing, kisses Madonna. Next thing, shave your head, lose your kids. They're married, her life's a wreck tonight. And brother, you know what? I'll bet you if her mother was honest, if she'd be honest, she'd have took her knife when she's out high, she'd have said, I don't want you to go down that road.
Amen. Right.
My desire's coming out, I said the same thing. I said, the world will get that kid.
Yeah.
Oh no, preacher, she's clean. She gonna got the best of the world. You know, ain't she cute? Yeah. The devil knows how to groom them up. She's 18 years old. Look at her now, buddy. Don't even know if she likes girls or boys or either or both.
You're right.
Devil has twisted her mind. Every time you see her, she's also become an animal with her.
Right.
You read about that? Exodus, Leviticus,
there you go.
Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's where sin leads me. I'm telling you tonight, you hear me. Sin is progressive.
Right.
It takes the way up. She'll come a long way back down.
Right. Yep.
Finally, and I'll be through, sin is destructive.
Yeah.
The Bible said sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It'll finish you off. It bringeth forth death. All death. Did you know all death is a result of sin?
Yes, right.
You know nothing ever died before Adam and Eve sinned?
Right.
Not an animal, not a plant, not a human. Everything was alive. And then sin, death came by sin.
Yeah.
Amen. Sin bringeth forth death. Human, animal, graveyard. Every time you pass a graveyard and see them tombstones up there, you know what that's saying? He's right. You better listen to him. Bible's right. Sin bringing forth death. Sin bringing forth death. All the communists, all the atheists, all the philosophers, all the professors at all the universities, Yale, Harvard, all the Fox News commentators, all the CNN news commentators, they can say all they want to. There's no such thing as sin. We don't believe in sin. But they die, don't they?
Right.
All die.
Yeah.
Sin bringing forth death.
That's right.
You ain't going to get around that book. You will not get around that.
Amen.
Bring us forth. That. How many times have you heard a preacher, me, any of these preachers? We all heard it. Sin will take you farther than you want to go.
Amen.
Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you far more. But that ain't the scripture, but it is scripture.
That's
as true as anything you've ever heard.
That's right.
I can give you a list of people. Anna Nicole. John Lennon.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger. 27 years old. Michael Jackson. John Lennon. Jimi Hendrix. Janis Joplin. Kurt Cobain, they joined that famous 27 Club. You ever know how many of those rock singers died at 27? Bunch of big long lists.
Yep.
You want to find out? The Bible said sin, when it is finished, bring it forward. It gets you. I'll never forget reading this story. I've read it two different accounts of it. And I will give it to you tonight. Before I do, I want to tell you something. You can stand up here tonight, you can go out here and say, well, I don't care what he says, it's my life and I'm going. You're absolutely right. It is your life. You can do what you want to do. And God won't stop you, he said.
Right.
You got a free choice. You can go out here and say, if you want to or not. God will not stop you from sin. But you will not stop God when he knocks your head off one of
these days. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Remember me telling you that.
That's right.
Go out here, go on. You can do whatever you want to. The Son, when the day comes, he's already got the day on the calendar. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
That's right.
You know why young people are more wild and older folks are more conservative? Because we've learned about it. Not to mess with that stuff.
Amen.
get your fool self killed.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God me and you made it. Thank God, Brother, we learned, some of us learned our lesson a long time ago. Sin don't pay.
That's right.
Sin don't pay. Hear that story? They said that Leonardo da Vinci painted that famous painting of Last Supper. You might have heard that story, but I've been told two or three different ways, but the story went. That's one of the most famous paintings in the world, the Last Supper. And it supposedly shows Jesus here in the middle, and then you've got all the disciples, and over here's Judas with his hand on the money bag, and there's John with his head on the Lord's on chest, you know, stuff like that. And they said that Leonardo da Vinci, the famous painter, said he wanted somebody to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he went throughout all the land. He said, I want to find the most pure, the nicest, best person I can, just represents purity. And finally, they found this guy. And they said, here he is. And when he looked at that man's face, he said, that's the face I want to represent Jesus Christ. He sat for months and painted. He tried to, you know, they capture the very, the countenance of a person. I mean, the eyes, the lips, the chin, the cheeks, the nose, everything. He said he sat and painted that guy, and he had Jesus. For the next several years, he worked on all the other disciples. He put in Peter. He put James and John and Matthew and Thomas and all them guys. And had all 11 of the disciples except for Judas. 7 years went by while he was painting all them men. He said, when he got to Judas, he said, I waited last. He said, I want to find the meanest, most evil-looking person that I can find to represent Judas Iscariot. They said, the man said, I know where you go. Go down under the penitentiary, right over there in that country. They kept them in little dark dungeons. I mean, where they lock them up like animals. In there, they went down these old rock, cold steps with water and moss dripping in there, and went down through there, old cold cell, and went up in there and shined light in there. And there was a human being that looked like an animal. And that face looked up at him, and the bitch looked down and he said, that! The man, he said, that's an embodiment of evil. That's the most evil looking man I've ever seen in my life. There's the man I want. They brought him out, and the guard sat there. He sat on this bench. He painted. He worked and he worked and he worked day after day. He wanted to capture that face of evil, betrayal, to represent Judas Iscariot, betraying the Lord. He painted and he worked and he painted and he worked and he painted and he worked and he painted and he worked. And finally, the painting was finished. Guard, I could sit there all them days, grab that man, and said, let's go back. He jerked away from him, and he came to that painter, and he said, look at me! And the man said, I've been looking at you for months painting. He said, don't you know who I am? And he said, no. And that man fell down on his knees and said, my God, have I fallen? Show you some pictures Friday night about Sam Little Person. Yeah. You ever seen these pictures where you got a pretty girl and then 2 years later she's got big sores all over her face and she was like 40 years older? That's what sin will do.
Yeah.
That's what sin. You don't want to mess with it, it's destructive. Every child of God in here tonight ought to get a new, fresh hate.
Yeah.
If you're not careful, you'll keep a little pet. We're all like that. Ain't no use acting like me.
Right.
We don't do this, but we I think tonight, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, don't leave here tonight. Because sin will take you to hell.
It'll
take you to hell, friend. You'll never get out. If you don't know you're saved, get saved tonight.
Right.
Let's deal with sin. Let's stand by it.